G'day you mob, Pete here from Aussie English. Welcome to this episode, this slang series that I'm doing on both the Aussie English podcast and the YouTube channel. Guys, don't forget to subscribe to the channel and click that bell notification button if you want to see more videos like this. And go and check out the podcast and subscribe to that if you want to learn more Australian English. Also, don't forget if you want access to the second episode that will be released this week, join the premium podcast up above here and you'll be able to access all the other bonus Aussie slang episodes from this series. I release two every single week, okay? So anyway, let's get into today's episode. So today I want to teach you how to use the term bathers in Australian English, bathers. This is something you've probably heard if you've come to Australia, if you have come to the land down under and you've gone to the beach or to the pool, you've probably put bathers on. And you've probably seen other people wearing bathers. You've probably heard the word bathers. So what am I talking about? I am talking about a swimming costume. Although it sounds so weird to use the phrase swimming costume, right? Kind of like a costume that you're going to wear at a party or Halloween. No. Swimming costume. That's how it's defined. So you could wear board shorts as bathers. You could wear Speedos, which are like underwear, neoprene bathers, I think, right? They're kind of, not many people wear those anymore. You could have a one piece if you're a woman. You could have a bikini if you're a woman. Those are all bathers, the things that you're going to wear when you go for a swim, whether at the beach, at the pool, maybe in a spa, although you can't really go swimming too much in a spa. You'll put on bathers in order to go for a swim. So that's about it, guys. Some example sentences. Let's do those before I finish up. Maybe I go to the beach one day, I pull my bag out, and I forgot my bathers. What am I going to do? I'm not going to go for a swim in the nutty, you know, nude with no clothes on. I'll have to go home, get my bathers, and then come back to the beach. Another one might be that one day you're walking along and you slip over something and fall into a pool. Turns out you slipped on some wet bathers that someone left by the side of the pool. So there you go, guys. That's about all there is to the slang expression or the slang term bathers in Australian English. There are actually quite a few other terms for bathers in Australian English. And my challenge to you today is to let me know in a comment below whether or not you've heard of some of these other terms in Australian English. Anyway, I'm Pete. This is Aussie English. Thanks for joining me and I'll see you next time.